in those days, as a rule, they took the name of the family, the plantation owner, and whether it was a or who they were, I never knew.
Mm-hmm.
But when I knew her, she was Martha T. They call her Martha T. Don't call me T. Don't call me my name Martha. I don't like T. She was T. My grandmother was a character, but I had a beautiful life with her. Things she taught me have been very meaningful in my life.
When you were growing up, out in the country now, was there much contact? Were there white children around, or was it largely a?
The nearest family to us was the, and they lived right over the hill. If you know anything about the country, we call it a few miles, but it could be 5 miles, but it wasn't that far. But they lived. That was the closest family to us, and we had close association with that family because they were very friendly people with my grandmother, and they would give us, my grandmother would work for them in the field from time to time. And I remember when I earned 35 cents a day, and I thought I had a whole lot of money, dropping tobacco plants, following the men, in front of the men.
Uh-huh.
Two men would be behind me, and I would be in the middle and roll on this side, roll on that side, and I would drop a leaf, drop a leaf, drop a plant, and earn 35 cents a day.
Uh-huh.
A week, 35 cents a week, 75 cents a week. I thought I was getting big money. That's
uh-huh.
when I was a kid.
Sure.
And they were a large family of children, and they had two boys that were a little older, maybe around my age, and we would come in contact because I would be tending my grandmother's cow, and they would be looking after their cows, and we would have some confrontation sometimes.
Yeah.
But they were friendly. They were not hostile.
Uh-huh.
And the mother in the home and the family, the grown people, they were, as I remember them, they were very friendly people.
Uh-huh.
They were the Weaver family.
Yeah. What about when you moved to Richmond here? Were things different here in the city in terms
well,
of?
Well, for me, it was a new life. Everything was strange, and I had to get readjusted from raw country life to family life with my people. And that's another blessing from the Lord with me, because my family were very gracious, and my sisters and brothers were very patient, and they had a hard time trying to get some culture and some tame it down, but they just couldn't get the country out of me. I haven't gotten rid of it yet. But as we grew up, nobody would ever know that we hadn't had our childhood together, because
uh-huh.
they were very precious to me.
Uh-huh.
And my sister taught school. When I came, my older sister was already teaching. She started teaching in her early teens. And my older sister was still in school. And she graduated from school and taught school. So they were in the school system. But
mm-hmm.
my work, I started out in just doing housework, taking care of little babies, and anything I could find to do to go to night school and make a living to support myself, as I said. But the Lord blessed my life, and He had them to whittle off enough of the rough stuff for me to make it, because I was frightened to death when I was really selected to go to the Secretary of Virginia Seminary, and my thought was, now how in the world am I going to be on a college campus with all those people? I'm a president of a school, frightened me to death, but somehow they accepted me. I never had any hard time. I don't know how well I fit into what was being done, but I was never humiliated.
Mm-hmm.
I never meant to feel that I wasn't a part of the culture in which I found myself.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It is a miracle, in
well,
a way.
Yeah. You've come a long way from...
Well, yes, as I said, Bill, it's a long way from the log cabin.
Yeah, yeah. Have you been married?
No, I guess I didn't have time.
Uh-huh.
But I make the folks laugh. I said, well, you see, everybody don't realize it takes three people to get married.
It
did
does.
You know that?
No.
You
didn't
know that?
What do you mean?
Well, it takes three people, see, but me and the preacher have been ready all my life.